You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
You know, it's not that I completely enjoy all the time. Well, I'm lying to you. I would, and I still do enjoy every single time you read how dysfunctional the Lakers are. This is a new level of dysfunction. A new level of dysfunction. We'll talk a little bit about that here as well. As you have reached the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 each and every weekday. You can always tune us in, of course, on TuneIn Radio app. See what I just did there? Enjoy the intern, huh? Years of practice to throw that in there. 800-998-1003 is the way to chime in and give us a call. Joey, back over in the La Rose studios, will say hola to you. And then you can chat about a handful of different topics we're going to throw out there here today. Still taking your phone calls as to yesterday. I know it was the Memorial Day holiday for many of y'all and weekend overall. So let's be honest. A good chunk of y'all were grilling, beaching, swimming, pooling, the works. So everything we touched on yesterday back on the table as well, including, of course, the LSU Regional that is taking place. LSU taking on Stony Brook, and that will be at 6 o'clock. My Southern Miss Golden Eagles, Jordan the intern, high noon against the Sun Devils of Arizona State. So that is that regional there. Georgia, LSU, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Florida, Texas A&M, Vandy, Auburn, Tennessee, Mississippi State, all of the SEC teams that are in the regionals as well. We have some other college baseball news locally. Could a head coach be the desired target of another university? We'll get into that here as well. Rafael Esparza is going to join us at 12:45. He'll give us the very latest odds on the College World Series, including LSU, their odds to go. They are tied with the Athens Regional, which means Georgia, who hosts Mercer, and also has Florida State and Florida Atlantic in that regional. If the Bulldogs do not come out of the Athens Regional and LSU wins the Baton Rouge Regional, the Super Regional will be in Baton Rouge against the winner of that regional. So we'll touch on that with Rafael, the odds of who will go to Omaha and who has the best odds to go. ESPN's Rob Mooney yesterday saying that he thinks Vanderbilt is the favorite to win. Touch them all. Timmy Grubb's going to join us at 105, talk a little Cakes baseball and also the top storylines in Major League Baseball. Sharif Eishak will join us as well. We'll get his thoughts on the LSU baseball team and the news. But a couple of Tigers are coming back to play hoops. Tested out the NBA draft waters and are coming back to play with Will Wade. Gary Smith at 1:30 on that news that I was telling you about. Travis Jewett perhaps being pursued by another school. He's the head coach of Tulane baseball. Plus, their football programs had some pretty nice commitments last week. The joint camp with LSU and a bunch of other in-state schools this past Wednesday, Sunday over at Yulman Stadium. And then at 2:15, I mean, Jordan, I don't know how to really, move on when we bring him on now.
Hello, somebody.
Yeah, apparently star of stage and film out in L.A. None other than Marlon Favorite. At Big Fave 504. That was his old Twitter account. He might need to start a new one.
Have you ever been on
Big Hollywood 504?
You've ever been on the NFL Network?
I have been on different shows in my life. I've been on local TV. I host my own show.
No, but like the NFL Network.
I've not been on the NFL
Network. Wow. I should be looking up to Marlon though.
Well, wow. Wow.
Maybe I should be his intern.
Wow. Well, you know, I tell you what, it didn't take long, huh, Joey, for Jordan to go LeBron.
No, he's a free agent now.
So are you going to take your talents now?
I'm taking my talents to California.
That's unbelievable. Yeah, this is Marlon, by the way, on the NFL Network.
Is there a team out there that you think he's the best for, realizing that he maybe has?
Talking about Gerald McCoy, by the way, and who's the best fit.
Maybe not everything that he once had.
Look at him, all dressed.
I think the team that works for him is the Browns.
You drinking that Kool-Aid, dog?
I'm drinking that Kool-Aid, dog. I'm drinking that Kool-Aid.
On paper already?
On paper already. But, hey, look at it. You have him come in as a three-tech. Right. Uh-huh. You already have Sheldon Richardson over there, and then Myles Garrett coming off the end along with Vernon. I mean, I think that they have the potential to be a top five defensive line if McCoy gets there. And it's a team, again, that's growing, like you say, drinking the Kool-Aid. Yeah. They're looking like they're coming around on paper. So it would be good for them to take them to the Browns.
Well, he says he wants to play for a contender. So keep
Joey. Not only did he make it on national television, but he just said Gerald McCoy should go to the Cleveland Browns. Joey.
Yeah.
How about that? Our very own Marlon Favreau.
He reads my tweets.
How about that?
The whole time I was waiting for his punchline to come in.
I was waiting for a hello somebody too,
but I never got it.
You know, here's my thing. That was just one segment that he was on. And now that I know this, that's a beautiful red pocket square. You know what would look remarkable on that red pocket square?
An ESPN Radio New Orleans.
I would just go with a little stitching of the SH on there for a little sports hangover. Just us. Just a little, you know, no one really would know what it is. I think he could totally get away with that. Just a little SH on the pocket square. Just stitch that in.
We'll have to talk to him about that in 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah. 2:15. We will blatantly try to get ourselves on national TV somehow, some way. You know, look, movies do this all the time. They're called eggs, right? Little Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Movies do this all the time. Anything Disney, there's always a hidden Mickey. Well, we need to have a hidden sports hangover logo.
That's a good idea.
Well, of course it's a good idea. I came up with it.
We should start putting an SH around the whole city.
Little secret SHs?
Yeah. Pay people to go out and spray paint SH.
There's a fine line, though, Joey, between advertising and vandalism, you know. So I mean, there that we got to be careful with that.
No, Jordan.
If we just start spray painting SHs everywhere,
Jordan breaks into cars. I mean,
right.
It's nothing
that might fall under the term.
But they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know where it's coming from or what it stands for.
Well, we just said it.
Unless they're listening to us, then well, no one
true.
will ever know.
Well, there you go. No, I'm proud of Marlon, man. I'm proud of Marlon. Good job there. And remember, he went to NFL boot camp for
the
broadcasters, and there it is. So, look, he guess the boot camp works. Get you out there.
That's why I wanted to go.
It is. You did ask to go. You did ask to go.
But, I wasn't a former NFL athlete.
Yeah, well, it is kind of for former players trying to get into the broadcasting business. Cool. Now, mind you, in your mind, you absolutely you were what, a tight end?
I was probably a play away from being a tight end at LSU.
Okay, yes. So you have been able to do that in the past, but yet, unfortunately, you know, you actually have to play football.
Correct.
Yes.
I was a sign up away from being able to.
That's it. Just all you had to do was sign up.
Believe me, I would have shocked the world.
Oh, it would have been shocking, all right.
What school?
Yeah, which school?
St. Paul's.
Oh, I thought you could tell me LSU because
well,
I know what you'd
hear.
He
said he could have been a tight end for LSU.
Yeah, you'd
have
heard
this. Which is remarkable that Ed Ogeron would have recruited someone.
Get off my field, boy.
Yeah, I mean, look, that right. That's probably what he would have said. We can all dream. So I'll say this, though. It was cool. So we'll talk with him coming up here. And then at 2:30, Kenny Farrell. You know who that is? Jordan, the intern, remember?
Yeah, Coach? Nola Justice.
Yes, Coach Kenny Farrell. It took the season off as they're upgrading, and he'll explain a little bit of that. But obviously, he's our soccer guy. He's our soccer expert. A big game tomorrow, and then you got the European final tomorrow, and then you got the Champions League, I think, final Saturday. And then the Women's World Cup starts in June. I want to say next week. Next week, the ladies get to go out there and try to defend their cup. Have you watched? Are you a women's soccer national team viewer? I absolutely am.
I guess only during the World Cup.
Yeah, well, yes, that's what I mean, obviously, yes.
Yeah, I don't usually get a chance to watch
because
a lot of
games. Because they're actually in it. Imagine that. They're actually in it.
Well, a lot of the games.
And they win it.
A lot of the games are usually played really early. So I don't really have a chance to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm usually sleeping.
Well, it depends where the World Cup is. Correct. Do you know where the World Cup is this year?
No.
It's in France.
No. Cleveland.
You would think it's Cleveland.
Yeah.
Everything's surrounding Cleveland right now.
That's it.
Yeah, no French. Doubt about it. Oh, boy.
Taking another French class this year.
One of the other big tidbits of news as well, oui, oui. Yeah, you know, speaking, what was your grade in French last year? Because you failed miserably you anytime we tried to
okay,
test
okay, you can't say French fry. You can't say croissant.
Right.
Okay. And don't say le sel, le pepper.
Yeah. You got a B?
Yeah.
I want to see it. No, there's no way.
He turned that F into a B.
Gone.
Yeah, there's no way because Joey and I asked you a simple sentence of like, hi, I'm Jordan, and you couldn't even do that.
Est-ce que parlez-vous français?
It's been a while. I have to kind of teach myself.
Can you say, hello, this is Jordan?
Honestly, I forgot how to
say that. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. You took an entire summer of French. And if I dropped you off right now in Paris, you couldn't even say your name to somebody.
I think it's Je m'appelle Jordan.
Je m'appelle Jordan.
Okay, there it is. Ladies and gentlemen.
And what's the second thing you learned?
Yeah, give me something else.
Et tu les filles 18. Is your daughter 18?
This is something important. Right. Aside from that, that is very important, Joey.
Yes.
Can you say, where is the bathroom?
No.
You do not know how to say
where's
the bathroom.
That's the second. That's the second course.
No, that's semester
second,
two.
Yeah,
huh?
That's second.
Semester one semester. Is, hey, this is me.
Correct.
And semester two, I need a pee. Where's the bathroom? Incredible. Somehow I don't believe you. Good thing you got Google Translate on your phone. Do you have Google Translate on your phone?
I have.
Go download it. Go download. There's a little speaker button. You just press it, and then people can just speak it, and it translates automatically for you.
Alexa, please speak French for me.
Alexa, can you tell me how to get to the bathroom in French?
Run.
Yeah. Parlez-vous, oui, oui.
I think I did the Jean-Mappel.
It's got to be something like that.
I did the Jean-Mappel wrong.
Oh, you got that wrong, too?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Jay Swee, Jordan.
Huh? Jay Swee?
Yeah.
You know what? We need to get a French teacher on. Yeah. Pop quiz. Can we do a pop quiz? You think you would pass a pop quiz?
Probably not. Jay Swee, La Jordan. Yeah. I'm going to do well this semester.
Yeah. Especially if they let you pull up Google Translate during the test. That'd be great.
But again, you see there, Ted. Go ahead. That means enough.
Oh, man. Oh, this is great.
That's fine.
All right. So, 800-998-1003. A couple of other tidbit and storylines we're going to touch in here as well. The Ben Watson story that came out, of course, with Ben saying and saying he's going to miss the first four games, testing positive for performance-enhancing drugs. And, you know, it's interesting you see the reaction from some people at first, okay? Because when it happens, maybe people go like, him? I can't believe he would cheat. So I'm like, look, my wife and I were talking about this over the weekend when she was like, I thought he retired, he quit. Boy, he must have really not liked the Saints not to be here. I honestly don't think that was the issue. I think twins was the issue, right? You get twins, you probably need to go back to work, get another check, something of that nature. It is still strange to this day. Why Ben Watson didn't play in the NFC Championship game? I know he was sick, and apparently the game plan had moved forward. This is just me personally. I have a hard time buying Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees had the sniffles or didn't feel well earlier in the week and didn't get to practice that they wouldn't play. I wasn't there. I don't know. I just know that he's never been a guy to take the social media and the weekend of the game. I wouldn't say he went off, but in Ben Watson's words, kind of went off about not being able to play. Didn't throw anyone under the bus specifically, but really wanted to play. What I found interesting was in his explanation, of course, is him being very detailed as to what took place and what happened. And he describes as to what happened and why he was going to be suspended. He got ahead of it. So he says, again, this is on his Twitter account. As the days and weeks of the 2018 football season passed, I was certain that it would be my last. Injuries and health concerns, including a random bout with appendicitis the last week of the season, confirmed my decision. As I walked off the field for my last time, I had no plans to return. Over the following months, I started actively pursuing other career opportunities. After every season during my playing career, I visit with a few doctors for health screenings. During these times, we identify the cumulative effects of injuries, stressors, and exertion on my health to formulate an off-season plan for recovery. As a professional athlete for the last 15 years, I know very well the limitations on what can be prescribed for my overall health. After my contract expired last March, I told my doctors I was finished playing, went through a series of medical tests, and was prescribed bioidentical testosterone cypionate to assist in healing my body and mind. On March 29th, 9 days after I started therapy, I was randomly tested under our substance policies. I complied out of habit, never thinking in that moment I'd want to come back. In late April, some clubs expressed interest in me playing. After much deliberation and prayer, I decided I wanted to return. Considering myself previously retired, I'd forgotten all about my test in March until I got a letter on May 3rd saying my results were positive. I was devastated and for obvious reasons did not want to proceed. At that point, I knew that my decision to return to play would include a 4-game suspension, and I immediately discussed this new development with the clubs. Ultimately, I decided to pursue another year, and on May 9th, the Patriots offered me a contract in spite of these circumstances. I am excited and thankful to return to New England, but very disappointed I will not be able to play and contribute immediately. This is not how I would want to enter a new locker room and attempt to earn my role on a new team. However, I respect the regulations that have been collectively bargained to promote fairness on the field and play and accept the discipline associated with my infraction. My goals as an athlete, teammate, friend, father, husband, and believer have not changed. To live a life of integrity and humility while standing for kindness, justice, and righteousness, and to serve the people in the cities, regions, and organizations that God places me in. Until my last day, I will continue to pursue excellence in my craft and perform to the best of my ability. I am grateful for yet another opportunity to do so in the NFL. I thought it was interesting as well that he posted a picture a while back, as Brian sent us this morning, Jordan. Brian and Ola East says we should have a Cam Jordan Appreciation Day. He loves him as a face of the franchise. But Ben Watson, you know, tweeting a picture, and it was somewhat overlooked a little bit, right? As Cam Jordan was going back and forth on Twitter yesterday, and Ben Watson kind of put on the thread that they were talking about Cam Jordan and his sack totals and his numbers and things like that. Watson in the thread says, "And I'll never forget the NFC Championship game when I was inactive and on the verge of tears in pregame, and out of nowhere you grabbed me, picked me up, and threw me in line with the captains in your place to go out for the coin toss." And then he did a little fist bump. Hashtag legend indeed. So, you know, again, kind of goes to show you the respect, right, that Cam Jordan sort of has on the team. And again, I think goes to show you with what Ben Watson there as well. So kind of cool that he went and added that to the thread. All Saints blog was the thread that had the tweets, and they were going over all of Cam's stats, fourth all-time sack leader at 29 Saints franchise records, first all-time in tackles for loss, first all-time in quarterback hits, seventh all-time in passes defended in his career. Pulls it all down there as well with the career stats and everything being drafted. Look, as I've said, it would probably be a good thing and a really nice gesture for the Saints to kind of start thinking about that next deal for Cam Jordan. It's not up for 2 more years. How do you do it? Is it deserving? To continue to talk a little bit about that. But again, that's in case you were listening and you didn't know the entire story of Ben Watson, you just saw the headline, suspended for the first 4 games. That was his explanation. That was his reasoning. That's why I wanted to read it to you. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. And go online. When you go to kinginjuryfirm.com, you'll see blogs, you'll see videos, you'll see an About Us section. The works. You get to know who they are. Remember, you don't get paid unless you do. It's a free consultation call, so it doesn't cost you anything. And if you don't want to call, you're shy. You can go on the website. You can type in what your issue is, what's your case, and do you think they can help? And they'll respond to you that way. Okay? Real easy. KingInjuryFirm.com or ring the King, 909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
You want to save a lot of money this summer? I mean a whole lot of money. Then look for the sticker and save during the summer sticker event at Barker Kia and Homa. Drive home in a new 2019 Kia Sportage and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 19 Kia Soul and take $4,000 off the MSRP. You want a little bit more? Take $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Kia Sorento EX V6 with third row seating, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now that's how we roll during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia. With $2,500 off new Kia Sportages, $4,000 off new Kia Souls, and $5,500 off new Kia Sorentos. So come save during the summer sticker sales event at Barker Kia and Homer or shop online at BarkerKia.com. Come see me, people. Remember that strength and laughter.
19KTO36, MSRP 25025, 3,000 dealer discount, 2,000 customer cash. Stock number 19KO32, MSRP 2320, $2,000 dealer discount, 2,000 customer cash. 19KO6, MSRP 37440, $1,500 dealer discount, $3,000 customer cash, $1,000 bonus cash. Go to DT and LC dealer for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2019.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
Fleet Supply Warehouse has been providing the highest quality name brand batteries from AC Delco. Batteries for marine, car, truck, SUV, RV, ATV, motorcycle, golf cart, and dry cell batteries. They have Baldwin filters and more. Fleet Supply has your belt supply needs, including automotive, lawn equipment, agriculture, marine, and industrial. They have one of the largest belt selections and inventory in South Louisiana, located on Venture Boulevard in Houma, or call 985-868-0430 or check them out on Facebook.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King at 909-KING.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
So I don't know if you saw the headline. It's on the front page of ESPN.com. Baxter Holmes. He's a senior writer over there on ESPN. And, how would you describe the piece? It's basically just it's a breakdown of really what's happened with the Lakers and how dysfunctional it is. It's titled Lakers 2.0, the failed reboot of the NBA's crown jewel. It's lengthy. Posted at 6 a.m. this morning. He was on First Take to discuss it. I'll play a brief part of the interview, but there's so much in there. And I'm going to touch on it as well, bottom of the hour. A couple of reports you saw on social media yesterday. Was there a meeting? Is the meeting going on with Anthony Davis? I'll have some opinions on that here coming up. You know, at some point in time, it's got to come. We've heard from the Pels, David Griffin, and Gentry. It's going to be around the time that the NBA has its draft workouts and stuff out in L.A. saw reports that maybe Gail Benson will be there. David Griffin, Drew Holiday, who's out there working out with AD. We see it on the videos all the time. But I'll get into that here at bottom of the hour. But I want to start it kind of with this. Because remember, it's tied together, right? In January, it's tied together. This move was done to try to get AD to the Lakers. And part of the reason that was nationally said was because the Pelicans are dysfunctional. Don't know what they're doing. Well, since then, we've seen the Lakers are a disaster. One of the things that's being talked about is Rob Pelinka, who was the GM, was at odds with Magic Johnson, the president of basketball operations. But there's a video circulating. I don't know if you've seen this, Jordan the intern, the video that everyone is talking about. Because in the story, There's a tidbit in which Rob Pelinka, in front of a team meeting, is talking about this. And there's video of it. So here's the audio. Dwayne Johnson is there to talk to the Lakers. You know him better as
The Rock.
The Rock. So I want you to listen to Rob Pelinka, again, GM of the Lakers. Tell me if you pick something up here.
It's basketball.
Yeah.
And I remember just a really quick story. There was one time when Kobe, who I worked with for 18 years, was going back to play in Madison Square Garden. And he had just seen The Dark Knight. Obviously, you guys saw that movie. And he's like, hey, hook me up with dinner with Heath Ledger, because he got so locked into that role. I want to know how he mentally went there. And so he had dinner with Heath, and he talked about how he locks in for a role, and Kobe used some of that in his game against the Knicks in terms of mental preparation. And so I know for you, your craft, your art, how you've gotten to be number one, and then how you stay there is going to be inspiring.
There's one problem with that. Heath Ledger died 6 months before the movie came out.
Oh, wow.
So people are trying to understand what they just heard and what is in the story.
He must not be dead.
No, Heath Ledger is dead. Did he just lie? Make it up? I mean, that's scary. Just make up a story like that? It's one thing to say, Kobe asked me if we could set up, and again, Kobe would know. Heath Ledger is dead. Now, people haven't seen maybe the video and just read it. They're sitting there going, well, maybe they saw it before it came out. There are advanced screenings. Not 6 months before. Now, granted, shooting had finished, then he passed away. The movie hadn't come out, so I guess technically you can say it, but Pelinka, that's why I played the audio. He said he was in Madison Square. They were in New York, and he had just seen it. So he saw the movie in New York. He saw it in the theater. He didn't see it on an iPad or an iPhone or the advanced screening. That, again, it's one thing if he would have said, hey, he asked me to set up dinner. Then I would think, okay, that's an advanced screening. But then he went on to say he had dinner with him. Based on that movie, it's impossible. He wouldn't have had dinner to ask him about that role in the movie after he saw it because he was no longer with us. There's dysfunction, and then there's, oh my. I've referenced in the past when you want firings and changings to clean house, and I've always said, pressure wash. This is, you gotta distance yourself from people like this. I mean, again, I don't know how, if I'm Jeannie Buss, I see this today, and I see this piece, and I see this video. This man's just completely making up a story. Jordan, I need you to go see if Kobe's responded to this. Cause if Kobe says, this never happened, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's baffling. I mean, people are like, oh my. It's one thing to make up a story about somebody in a meeting and fabric. He wasn't alive. Now again, you can say, look, I misremembered. They had dinner before and he was talking about different movies, or maybe he wanted to have dinner with him because he had heard how good that movie was and he saw the, I guess, I don't know. I'm trying to make sense of it, but it is a pretty big story this morning.
All right. So on the, this was on First Take with Stephen A. Smith, and he said that Kobe Bryant is livid that his name is tied to all this Lakers debacle.
Well, like I said, go ahead and send me that. Let's take the break. We'll play it, and I'll play some of the interview. It might be in the interview that I'm going to have that I have here as well. Because, again, I'm only playing this because, remember, the famous words, all 29 teams, right? Remember, hey, look, I want to go where winning matters. I'm just looking at it, and I'm looking at the canvas of the NBA. I'm not saying there aren't other teams that have stability. That's fine. You cannot point to the Lakers and tell me there's stability, there's sense, or there isn't a situation where that is just absolutely scary. I mean, when you're making up stories of people having dinner with people that are dead, am I off base here? That's fireable. Like, that comes out today. I'm Jeannie Buss. I'm asking for your pass key and your key card tell you peace out.
Where did this happen again, did you say?
This is at the Lakers facility. That's in front of the team.
Wow.
Dwayne Johnson is there to talk to the Lakers about being great. I mean, it's incredible.
It's kind of funny.
You're at least, no, it's not funny. It's scary.
It's kind of funny.
It's not funny at all. You're invoking a guy that died.
That's not funny, but I'm just saying.
And they had dinner together.
The whole situation, how the Lakers are falling apart.
And then he goes, and then he used some of what he said. The conversation never happened.
Made up the conversation.
Oh, it might have happened through a medium. Unbelievable. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Common sense. It's missing in government today.
Big Mike Fazy. He's not a politician.
I'm Mike Fazy, and I care about our future. This community is made of talented, hardworking people who deserve more.
Big Mike Fazy, focused on finding solutions.
To grow our economy, improve schools, and tackle coastal erosion, we need new leaders who will say no to the good old boy system and just deliver results.
Big Mike Fazy, State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Joey. Ghostbusters?
Heath Ledger.
Is that what you're going with? Oh, my goodness. Baxter Holmes on First Take this morning.
Baxter, let's get right to it. So,
You talked about in the article that the dysfunction with the Los Angeles Lakers started when Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka were hired. Please explain.
All right, so here's the entire tidbit on that, and we can continue.
Baxter, let's get right to it. So you talked about in the article that the dysfunction with the Los Angeles Lakers started when Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka were hired. Please explain.
These two gentlemen came in with no front office experience. The task was to return the Lakers to greatness, and there was dramatic change that followed throughout. You would see, I would say their inexperience in their positions show itself in various ways. But in two key areas I wanted to touch on that they impacted the organization. I would say first, Rob, as Magic Johnson spoke about on this show last week, entered into the position with credibility issues. And according to people I've spoken to the organization, that only became more amplified during his time there. In terms of Irvin, who has said on record before that he can have a kind of demonstrative personality, people in the organization saw that on the occasions when he was in the office, they would describe kind of a duality to his personality. There was Irvin, and then there was Magic. And I think these two things, you know, culminating or played a key role in the dynamics of what the culture would become over the next 2 years within the Lakers.
So, Baxter, having said all of that, when you look at the Los Angeles Lakers and ultimately the demise of Magic Johnson in terms of his willingness to just step away and to walk away, what would you think was the biggest motivation behind his decision to walk away? Is it Rob Pelinka? Is it the kind of things that you talked about in terms of the dysfunctionality that rakes through the franchise right now? What's the biggest reason Magic Johnson is no longer the president of basketball operations for the Los Angeles Lakers based on your reporting?
I think a lot of it is what, you know, he talked about on the air, honestly, last week. I think the commitment to the job, given his outside business interests, was too great for him to accept, especially for a team in rebuilding and the kind of task that it was going to take for him. I think given all the struggles, all the dysfunction, all the bad headlines over the course of the year, that it wasn't fun for him. You have the tampering fines and investigations that ensued, often sparked by some of his comments. So I think it's multifactorial in a lot of ways, for sure.
Go ahead,
Baxter.
I'm sorry.
You wrote about Magic Johnson kind of split personality almost that people experienced. You also wrote about Rob Pelinka being, if not a compulsive liar, then at least he was framed as someone who had no problem lying very easily. What to you seemed the bigger problem for employees of the Lakers? More a part of the dysfunction, Magic split personality or Pelinka's lying?
That's a very good question, because different people in the organization would describe in very harsh terms one or the other. In terms of how severe the impact was, they would both say that they, you know, made a huge impact. But I will say this, in terms of leading a team forward, team building, the flow of information is incredibly important. It's incredibly important to personnel hirings, to draft, free agency, trades. And when you have someone at the top, and this is something that many people in the organization, as well as many people around the league, told me, but when you have somebody at the top who has considerable credibility issues, it creates numerous problems throughout the franchise, especially when you're in the position that the Lakers are in, where they're trying to get back to contending status. And so every move that they make from there on forward is incredibly important. So having severe credibility issues for someone at the top, as Rob has, it can create a whole lot of issues for basically numerous areas throughout the organization.
Baxter, how cooperative were the Lakers with you in this with this article?
The Lakers declined to interview requests through a spokesperson for Jeannie Buss, for Rob Pelinka, for Magic Johnson when he was employed by the Lakers, and then when he left, we also tried sought an interview request through his representative. He declined that as well. I don't know. I guess that means they weren't, you know, they didn't agree to interviews, I should say, with the principal figures involved in this story.
Yet a lot's being made of this piece and a lot of info in which he interviewed several staffers, former coaches, players that worked there as well. I think one of the things as well, and again, I highly recommend you read this piece, is the, I guess, insertion of Rich Paul and Clutch Sports and really what it was like once LeBron got there. And in it, it's a good 2-3 scrolls in the story. But it says, coaching staff and others close to the team told ESPN there would be continued presence by Paul in Clutch Sports in ways that seem strange to them. For instance, three Lakers sources familiar with team travel detailed independently to ESPN that Paul rode on the Lakers charter plane on multiple occasions this season, an act that front office executives, other NBA general managers, and other agents around the league said is highly unusual, if not unheard of. Paul didn't deny to ESPN that he had ridden on the Lakers team charter, though he said he also did so while James played in Cleveland and in Miami. Sources who rode on those team charters while James played there dispute that claim, saying that never really just happened. A Lakers spokesperson confirmed that Paul has ridden on the team charter, though he said it happened only once on a one-way cross-country flight after Paul had travel complications. Again, Lakers spokesperson. The Lakers wouldn't specify when the flight occurred, but said Walton was given the opportunity to deny Paul access to the charter, and he declined to do so. It went on and on and on, this story. This is the interesting aspect of it here. The perception existed among the Lakers coaching staff that Paul sought to oust Walton. And some players also believed, according to coaching staff members, that those players' agents, that Clutch Sports was trying to work a trade to trade them away for a superstar. Given those perceptions, one former Lakers player described Paul's presence on the team charter as a culture killer. So just picture that. Again, and I've said this before too, right? When they would show AD here at the arena and there's Paul right next to him, Rich Paul. Look, I know it looks good and you see it in movies and stuff like that, but for the most part, agents and stuff, it's not that they normally not are with their big clients, but they're like in the family viewing area. They're in the suites or they're in things of that nature. It sends a message when they're at the hip of that player. So just picture that, right? They're getting on the charter, getting on a plane, Jordan, getting ready to go. And there's Paul. And everyone knows and is reading, like, why is he here? He's the only agent that's doing that. It gives the sense and aura that he is above the team, that he is different. I can't approach you and talk to, you know what I'm saying? It's like if every time I want to talk about the game or learn things that you are since you're the, I can't, Rich is sitting next to you. You're the agent. You're not a player. You're not a member on the team. Now, some people listening can say that's completely no. He is. He is as important if LeBron wants him there. But you can see it. The article continues, quote, coaches know Rich is trying to get them fired. Players know Rich is trying to get them traded, said one agent with ties to the Lakers who called Paul's presence on the plane destructive. Given Clutch's access, rival agents, even those representing players on the roster, said they were wary of allowing young clients to join the Lakers, fearing they'd be recruited or poached. And it just goes on and on about what Clutch did there and what Clutch continues to do. ESPN contacted Rich Paul. He denied every allegation. Provided a statement instead. I understand my position. I respect all those in our industry. At the end of the day, all I can do is continue to do my job for my client. That's it. I can't worry about what somebody thinks, the perception. All I can do is work hard and continue down the path that I'm on. Adam Mendelson, a longtime media advisor to James, also provided a statement. Rich's access and influence is no different than any other elite agent. It's a convenient narrative to suggest anonymously that it was unique to him. But anyone in the NBA knows that's just how the NBA media game works. Again, this is before February when all of this went down. It just, now you can see, you saw, remember when they got smoked by a team and it just goes on and on. It's an incredible piece for sure. But again, a lot too of what people are talking about is the parts in the story when Pelinka just completely makes up a story about Kobe Bryant and Heath Ledger having dinner. I mean, I can't. That's just incredible to me. It's described in the story as Pelinka's as a penchant for storytelling, multiple Lakers staffers told ESPN. He's viewed as disingenuous at best. Mind you, he's now the president of basketball for the Lakers. So here's the part of the story that I was referring to. Yet again, there's the, you know, the quote of it. And I played the video for you. So, it's interesting. Because The Dark Knight was released in July 2008, 6 months after Ledger died. A source with direct knowledge said no such arrangement was made and no dinner ever took place. Pretty remarkable. Quick break. We come back. Rafael Esparza will join us. The odds of the College World Series. Who does he have making it to Omaha and winning it all? About LSU, the odds he's got there. Plus, Jordan, how good are you at spelling?
Not that well.
Not that well. The National Spelling Bee is going on. Got a couple of kids from Louisiana in there as well.
Ooh.
A little best banker in Harvey as well. So we'll see. He's got odds. He's got odds on people winning the spelling bee. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King. 504-909-KING. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Home and Credit can help with those unexpected needs for cash when you least expect it, or for home improvements or anything else you need. They have loans $300 and up. They offer fast, friendly service and payments to fit your budget. Plus, they even accept phone applications. The folks at Home and Credit have up to 30 years' experience, and they're locally owned and operated. Call 223-1085 or look them up on Facebook.
I am a veteran. I lost both legs in Vietnam.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My victory was getting my benefits and a good education.
DAV helps veterans of every generation get the benefits they've earned.
I'm a veteran. I didn't want to admit it, but I had PTSD.
So veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory was finding help and learning that I wasn't alone.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Thursdays have lunch with the Sports Hangover at our ESPN Lunch Club as we're live at Vinny's in Metairie, 3217 Ridgelake Drive. Each and every Thursday, we'll do the show live from Vinny's where you can enjoy delicious fresh wraps, burgers, and more. Vinny's is also home to the best happy hour in town, 3 to 7 p.m. every day. And that happy hour includes signature cocktails. Stop in this and every Thursday at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie for the Sports Hangover, 12 to 3 p.m. on ESPN New Orleans.
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right, like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help you troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. Looking to restore lost fuel economy? Make sure you're getting the most out of your ride with Lucas Complete Fuel Treatment. Right now, only $3.99. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
It's Golic and Wingo.
In Jeff Passan's eyes, to make this worth it for Philadelphia, they need to win multiple World Series.
I disagree.
Series.
You win one World Series, I'm telling you right now, that's worth it.
Absolutely.
Without question, that's going to be worth it. You win a World Series.
Well, especially, well, I mean, in a city like Philadelphia, yep, where you saw the reaction to a Super Bowl win after the sort of championship drought they've experienced as a whole. And now, quite frankly, look at the way the city is set up.
Golic and Wingo, weekday mornings at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
I'm just enjoying listening to this. Big bang. Rafael Esparza, how you doing today, this afternoon? Normally on a Friday, but we're bringing in a little earlier on a Tuesday. What's going on, man?
Nothing. A little depressed here in here for you Louisiana people that voted down to sports gambling because of video poker, not because of sports gambling, not because of, oh, it's bad for the college kids being bet on, because of video poker. 2,800 video poker establishments were a part of that bill, and I think that's why that bill got defeated. So now we have to go back to the drawing board. If you guys live here in New Orleans, you guys should be very upset with what just happened today.
Yep, the bill was voted down 15-6, and apparently it's because the video poker was added to it. Up until that point, Rafael, it was kind of flying through every stage, so I guess they still have time to kind of amend it and redo it.
By June 6th, I don't see it. I have to know the favorites now. I mean, it's the way I've seen people, the people in the suits at Baton Rouge work, there's no way it can get them in by June 6th. I just don't see it happening. I could be wrong, but I don't see it happening.
Well, there you go. That's the latest. And again, I was going to come out of the break and say that because it just happened a few minutes ago. I got to ask you, have you had dinner with Heath Ledger and tried to, you know, take some of his knowledge from what he did with the Dark Knight to use in your sports betting?
Yes, I did. Him and me, Jack Nicholson, all the Jokers had dinner one day. Everyone, even the old guy that played it in the 70s, Romero, I can't think of his last name, but we all had dinner one time.
There you go. I don't know if you read the story that was on ESPN that put out this morning, but it's pretty incredible how detailed and just how dysfunctional that organization is. It's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it just totally blows my mind. I mean, and I keep on telling people, I think the culture, the way the NBA is now, where you're picking friends to go and win championships, once LeBron hangs it up and doesn't play anymore, I think the NBA gets back close to where it was before, where you're not going to have these people making super teams and the agents are going to run the asylum and stuff like that. I just think once LeBron, because let's just face it, the way the NBA is run now is the way he ran it when he was with Cleveland, Miami, back to Cleveland, now L.A. So it really doesn't shock me. But that for Laker fans, because I don't see any big free agents going there. Maybe Irving might go there, but I don't see Klay Thompson. I don't see Kawhi Leonard. I don't see AD. I don't see not that many big free agents going in. I would be shocked.
Yeah, like I said, it's one of those things you sort of look at to see where it's going. I find it remarkable. Yesterday I played sound that was funny to me, right? Because obviously everyone still had to do some shows nationally and even here locally. And, you know, there it is. The finals don't start till Thursday, Rafael. And Kellerman and Screaming A or talking about where this person's going, where that person's going. One guy says Durant to the Knicks is a done deal. And then Greenberg says, if you're Kawhi, you want to legitimize yourself, you got to go play with LeBron in the Lake. Game one hadn't even started for both of those participants. Now, the only news of truth that is happening is Kevin Durant's been ruled out of game one on Thursday. But it's incredible that those two players they're not staying with their current teams.
Yeah, I mean, it just blows my mind, and it's funny how everyone was pinpointing. Yes, it was a Monday. It was a holiday. Not that much stuff goes down on a holiday, so anything that broke yesterday besides some tragic deaths we saw over the weekend, I don't believe anything that came out of social media, AD had a meeting, LeBron this, stuff like that, someone's not playing game one. It was a holiday weekend. I don't think that much news was really going down that was breaking enough that the social media world was just going hysterical yesterday. I don't see it happening. I didn't believe anything that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you think about it all the way around. Before we get to the College World Series and wrap up with that, NBA Finals do start on Thursday. We'll talk to you on Friday, of course, our normal segment. But how do you look at this series here, especially now that we know Durant won't play in game one? Is there any hope for Toronto, or are you giving this up with a gentleman's sweep of five games?
I'm saying five or six, unless for some reason Kawhi Leonard has a twin or a triplet, because, yeah, he plays outstanding defense, but he can't guard Curry. He can't guard Thompson. He can't guard Draymond. He won't be able to guard Durant when he gets back. There's only one of him. I think that's the reason why they beat the Bucks, because they just shut down the Greek Freak, and the whole team was lost after that. There's just too much firepower up in Golden State. Just give them their rings now, and we can start getting concentrating on Women's World Cup, baseball. Cubs are still in first place, even though our bullpen's horrible. Just give Golden State the ring right now, and we can move on.
I like that. Little Women's World Cup's coming up here as well. Hey, how about you give us some odds there on Friday? Who are the top contenders there? Obviously, I got to imagine America is the favorite.
Yeah, America and France. I think it's going to be between those two because France hosting. But, yeah, I think USA is going to be very, very tough out in the Women's World Cup. Don't sleep on Canada either. I think Canada has a really good team this year.
UCLA, the number one overall seed. When it comes to regional action that starts this weekend, LSU a 13 overall seed. Give me the odds, man. Who you got going to Omaha and possibly becoming national champions?
The two favorites are, of course, you said UCLA. They're plus 750, and the Vanderbilt Commodores at 8-1. And you have some good notable double digit victories: Arkansas and Mississippi State 12-1, Georgia's 14-1. Stanford Cardinals, 16-1. I think that's really, really good value. I like Texas Tech at 16-1. I think that's really good value. I like the Gauchos at 22-1. I think that's really good value. I like their bullpen. I think their bullpen can surprise some teams in regionals and at Omaha. Your LSU Tigers, 30-1.
Do you think they make it to the Super Regional?
I think so. I mean, this team, on paper, they should be up there with the UCLAs, the Vanderbilts, the Arkansas, but they were just so inconsistent. Team errors, base running errors. I just don't know what LSU team I'm going to see at Super Regionals, at Regionals, at Omaha. LSU on paper, they're up there with UCLA. LSU on the field, what I've seen all season long, they're not.
So, because I look at it like this. I think they can, you know, be gay. I think they got the talent there. I mean, obviously, look, this was a team, Rafael, at the beginning of the season. A lot of people had number one in the country. Do you think they can just capture that magic and kind of make that run?
I hope so. I mean, because if not, a lot of seats could be very hot up in Baton Rouge if they don't. I had them as one of the favorites coming out before the season started. We were getting big money bet on them. I liked the way the pitching was going to hold. I liked the batting up and down. Their order was going to be tough. But again, inconsistency, and I think that's what's going to haunt them. And I just don't see them, unless they totally do a 360 and we see the LSU team we thought we were going to see all season long, but they could be bounced early.
All right, final question for you, Rafael. I did watch it last night. I was pretty excited. I thought it was a really good game. I think St. Louis blew game one of the NBA, of the NHL finals there, playing for Lord Stanley's Cup. I guess that's why Boston's so good, though, coming back. One of those goals was an empty netter. But up 2-0 early and just couldn't hold on, St. Louis.
Yeah, I mean, St. Louis punched them in the face not once but twice. But in the second period, when the Blues were just getting rocked to the ice, to the boards, the hitting that Boston was doing from the second period to the third period, I think that's what hit. I mean, at one point they were getting outshot 18-3. If that's going to happen in game two, I see Boston winning game two. Now, if you're looking for a good series price and you want to, like, look at the Blues, wait to see what happens in game two. Let's say Boston wins again. You could probably get the Blues plus 450 or even higher, maybe close to $5. And all really Boston did was hold home ice. St. Louis can go back and hold home ice, and then they can go back to Boston all tied up 2-2. Now you have a nice ticket at 5-1 of St. Louis. I still think there's value, but for the hitting that Boston did from period two to period three, very impressive.
There he is. Rafael Esparza at VSI Doc Sports is the way to follow you over on Twitter. We'll talk to you again on Friday. Thank you, Rafael.
Take it easy, guys. Have a great rest of the week.
There he is. Jordan, one other excellent part of that article. It's so long and detailed. It's just incredible. Again, and I'm just referencing it because, again, this is something that so many people around here have pointed to. And I've said this too. If you've covered Anthony Davis, right, and you have been around here, you've heard him talk that he wanted to be here, he wants to win here, wanted to do all that, and then all of a sudden, he switches, and he goes to Rich Paul in Clutch Sports, and it's like a whole different world. And that's why you saw so many references over the last several months about, you know, being clutched and things of that nature. In that article, there's a sentence, I'm just going to read it quickly, we'll go to break at the top of the hour. In November, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver and Maverick Carter, LeBron's longtime business partner, met for lunch. James's agent, Rich Paul, was seated at a nearby table and at one point approached Silver to complain about Walton, as in Luke Walton, the head coach. Multiple sources familiar with the interaction told ESPN, Paul said he didn't believe Walton was the right coach for the Lakers. Silver shrugged off the remark and asked whom Paul thought would be the right coach. Paul suggested Tyronn Lue. It's incredible. Just go up to the commissioner. Hey, by the way, the coach that's coaching the Lakers, bum. It's baffling to me. Now, there's people out there defending him saying, look, agents do this all the time. He's just giving his opinion. Guy thinks he has I guess he does have a lot of power. All right. I mean, it's remarkable. Just go up to the commissioner. By the way, that guy's a bum. Wow. Tim Grubbs leads things off next. Sharif Eyeshack, Gary Smith of The Advocate. Next hour, it's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.